Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
And now, stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast Podcast.
Former WWE tag team, the Bollywood Boys, were ECCW tag team champs five times between 2011 and 2015. They debuted in the WWE on SmackDown in April 2017, but repackaged as the Singh Brothers, and they were the managers of Jinder Mahal, who you'll know, of course, as a WWE champ. They wrestled on 205 Live, then changed back to the Bollywood Boys in October 2020. They were released from their contracts in June of 21. And when they jumped on a Zoom with us, they talked about more than wrestling, like growing up to the music of Metallica and Johnny Cash, Mark Messier winning the Stanley Cup and playing for the Vancouver Canucks. We talked about Seinfeld and Frasier, career highlights at MSG and the Air Canada Center. They both shared a near-death story, talked about the UFC and Brock Lesnar's dominance, and stop me if you've heard this before, the boys talked about Bret Hart, one of the best wrestlers, of course, all time, without question, and how they got their start with the Hart family.
Yeah, no doubt, and even when we were about to break into the business, this is like mid-2000, and I know I'm jumping forward a little bit, but like, you know, everybody had heard of the Hart family and the Hart family dungeon. So when we were looking to break into the business, we're like, where do we go? And this is like pre-social media, pre, you know, you had a little bit of AOL working here and there, whatnot. But but like, you know, the Hart family dungeon is where we wanted to train. And I was lucky enough to get my start there in 2004, just before they sold the house. So I was actually down there in the dungeon with Bruce Hart, Ross Hart, and right on that canvas where like guys like Jake Roberts, and British Bulldogs, everybody kind of cut the teeth. So very lucky in that sense. So to my brother's point, like, and now Brett's someone that we can just text, you know, be like, hey, this is what we have, and this
and
is
how
idea.
Crazy is that, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what, no. Just randomly texting with Bret Hart?
Yeah, right. No, yeah, so it's like he's more than just somebody we looked up to. Now he's like a mentor slash coach slash friend, so we're very blessed in that sense.
Stop me if you've heard this before on the Toddcast Podcast is powered by FKP MMA, Vancouver's number one training destination at fkpmma.com.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.